one of these, and you're warm again.
The storm has blown over, and I've spotted a forest in the distance. In Iceland, the poor soil, wind and temperature means that trees are few and far between. But when you do find them, they're ideal for both shelter and wildlife.
Hey, look at this. This is ptarmigan feathers here. See this? All of this. And ptarmigan's like a type of grass, but this is what they have, this white winter plumage. And what it does, look, camouflages them well with the snow. And that's good news for me. If there are ptarmigans around, I might well be able to get one.
Ptarmigan are known as snow chickens in the US because of their winter plumage. And they feed on berries and seeds beneath the trees.
This is kind of what I'm looking for here. Look, a bit of a natural channel where ptarmigans might well pass.
So what you need to do is use your shoelaces.
Just tie this end in a really simple little overhand knot that gives me a little loop, and then tie this end round the tree, and then just set this one in that side and drape that over here. And the idea is, if a ptarmigan comes along, goes through this, they'll get snared in that and stuck to the tree.
I'm going to set several traps and hope that one will pay off by morning. Your next priority will be to find shelter and build a fire. I'm going to show you how to make a traditional shelter, like the ones used by the Vikings.
What I'm doing here is just making a nice, springy mattress.
Then I'll build up the walls with rocks in the shape of a coffin to trap the heat inside.
This bit of the wall I've built up higher so I can then put some branches over the top of this. And these dead branches have like a natural bow to them there, which means I can just drape them over the top. And there's enough room under here for me to lie. Nice to put some moss on the top of it here.
This should be waterproof.